USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many Americans are feeling their budget squeezed by soaring costs at the pump and on everyday goods as inflation continues to skyrocket to a 40-year high. This, as some economic experts and CEOs are cautioning, a recession could be on the horizon. Brian Deese, director of the National Economic Council, shares his thoughts about the future of the American economy while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
But as we move through this transition, not only is a recession not inevitable, but what we as policymakers can do is take steps to build on our unique strengths in the American economy and try to get to that stable and steady growth that we all want to get to as quickly as possible.
The National Retail Federation says consumers opened up their pocketbooks on Father's Day, spending roughly $20 billion on gifts. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The FBI says they're now going to be investigating attacks and threats of violence by pro-abortion groups. The Bureau releasing a statement saying they're investigating a series of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations across the country. A U.S. gas tax holiday is worth considering.
President Biden wants to do anything he possibly can to help consumers. Gas prices have risen a great deal.
That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Appearing on ABC's This Week, she explained that President Biden stands ready to work with Congress as gas prices spike to an average of $5 a gallon nationally. Some governors and state lawmakers have already put state gas tax holidays in place to help alleviate some of the pain at the pump. The federal gas tax sits at just over 18 cents a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The nation is observing the first federal holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. Many Americans are marking Juneteenth on Monday with marches, rallies, and celebrations. As nationwide concerns about soaring crime continue, progressive approaches by district attorneys across the country, including the Big Apple, are facing criticism. New York gubernatorial candidate and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin shares how he thinks a district attorney should approach curbing crime.
You turn the streets back over to law-abiding citizens. You start backing the blue again. You have people not taking justice in their own hands. People want to travel to New York City again as opposed to taking their trips elsewhere. People who have rap sheets and then they go in front of a judge, they should have those prior offenses on there.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has faced criticism for his soft-on-crime approach, including not seeking prison time for various charges. Bragg later walked back some controversial changes with policy reversals. Apple employees in a Maryland store are voting to unionize. This would be a first for the company in the United States. The final vote was 65-33 in favor of joining the International Association of Machinists, the union president applauding the courage of the Apple employees for their historic victory. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.